A whole range of approaches to fighting malaria developed in Africa and Britain have reduced illness and death from the disease and will bring even more benefits in the future. This is the clear message coming from research conducted at the Ifakara Health Institute in Tanzania, which works closely with the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. The director, Dr. Salim Abdullah, told me about the promise of their latest results from the use of insecticide-treated bed nets, ITNs, and the malaria RTSS vaccine trial. I asked him about their achievements so far.
The most important one is the work on bed nets that we showed that bed nets can be distributed to people in rural areas and provide a huge impact in preventing malaria. And one of the best things that happened is that we started these studies on bed nets in 1996. And because of the interventions that were implemented then, we reduced the burden of malaria in Ifakara so that for the malaria vaccine work, we had to move camp and come to Bagamoyo where there's still a problem of malaria. So we are very happy that not only that we do research to find solutions, but we also work towards making sure that those solutions reach those who need them most.
You've been having some real successes here. What's happening now? What interventions are you working on?
So we are working on different, still working on different other new interventions for malaria prevention and treatment. We are doing studies on new drugs for treatment of malaria. As you know, one of the problems that we are facing is development of resistance to antimalarias, and we need to anticipate that we have new products just in case the resistance develops to the existing antimalarias. And then from interventions, we are still working on bed nets, new variants of the bed nets, also new products that can be used as insecticides, both as insecticide for the netting and also for residual spraying. And lastly, we have started work on vaccines, and we have tested now two types of vaccines, one from a small company in Switzerland that we have tested for safety, and secondly is RTSS. So RTSS, first we've demonstrated that RTSS can be easily and safely be given with routine vaccinations in children. So this vaccine is the most advanced vaccine that we have today. We have done phase two studies to show first on whether the vaccine can be given safely in infants and together with the routine EPI vaccinations, the routine essential program of immunization vaccinations. And then secondly, appropriate schedule for giving the vaccine. And the results of this phase two program has contributed towards the design of the big phase three assessment, which is going on now. And the phase three assessment is involving about almost 16,000 children in different countries in Africa. And this is being done in 7 countries and 11 centers in Africa.
And what is the importance of this work then? What kind of impacts do you think these interventions can make?
So this is the first time we have a vaccine that is close to licensure. The phase three evaluations is the level of evaluation that is done before a release of a product to be used in public. And because we are anticipating that the malaria vaccine will have a huge impact in preventing malaria, first we know from a series of phase two program that the RTSS has the potential of reducing half the number of events that occur of malaria. And when you think that a country like Tanzania has about 12 million malaria events every year, so if you say you reduce half of that, this is going to be huge improvement in the country, both for the people that get the disease, but also for the health sector that has to take care of all these patients. And also the fact that vaccines have for other diseases been shown to be a very effective tool in the control effort. We anticipate having a malaria vaccine will go a long way in reducing the problem of malaria in many parts of the world.
And also preventing deaths.
Yes. We know that from the work that has already been done that we see fewer deaths from malaria in those who are vaccinated compared to those who are not vaccinated. And more importantly, there are indications that the malaria vaccine would have benefits beyond malaria itself. As you know, one of the things that malaria does is that compromises the health of the individuals that get it, so they are easily susceptible to get other diseases in childhood and therefore more likely to die. So a introduction of a malaria control measure will also reduce deaths to other conditions like pneumonia that still kills a lot of kids.
What are your hopes then that can come out of this for people in the real world?
So for us in Africa, we are slowly scaling up ITNs, and this is having an effect. And clearly, from the results of the testing that we have done of the vaccine, adding a vaccine component would speed up the control that is being achieved, and this is what we want to see for most of Africa. Definitely, there are still discussions of whether this vaccine is the solution. We'll still be looking for better vaccines that will ensure that there is consideration of eradication or elimination of malaria in Africa and other places.
What else are you doing currently at Ifakara then that you feel could be making strong impacts in the treatment and intervention of malaria?
In Ifakara, we are also doing some work on vectors and looking at other ways of control of malaria vectors that will be helpful in the future, especially when control with using current strategies, including ITNs, has made a significant impact. One of the things that people are worried about is that if the vectors change their behavior and start biting outside homes, we need to have strategies that can also be deployed in the, for outside biting mosquitoes. So we are doing a series of research looking at different strategies for that, including chemoattractants that can be used to bait mosquitoes and so on, that can be used in the future as additional control strategies. And then the second most important aspect of the work that we do is not only saying we develop tools, but we need to make sure that the tools that we develop have a means of getting into the people that need them most. So a lot of work is being done on health systems and how to deliver new interventions to the public. And we're looking at different things, how we efficiently in resource-poor countries control commodities, get people excited about new ways of control, and then participating in uptaking of the interventions. We are looking at ways of financing these initiatives for health, and also human resource, looking at the people that will make things happen.
Dr. Salim Abdullah, director of the Ifakara Health Institute in Tanzania. In Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, I'm Sarah Maxwell for Audio News.